Check. It's a brand new year ahead.
Is that a question?
I'm just kidding. It's a reaction.
Correct, sir. You are correct, sir.
Are you excited about it?
Not particularly.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
An attorney? What kind of law?
Real estate.
Real estate. Is it interesting?
To me, it is.
Does it get emotional?
Never.
Never?
Never.
You wish it would get a little
emotional. No, I'm glad it doesn't. That's why I chose it. I like to be on a straight line.
What do you think about Trump so far?
I struggle to find words to describe how upset, disappointed, and concerned that I am.
What's your biggest concerns with the Trump presidency?
Gee, do we have an hour?
I have exactly an hour.
You have exactly an hour. For example, it's his first few days in office, and the biggest news I keep hearing out of the White House is that he's preoccupied with his nonsense about illegal immigrants casting votes, which cost him the popular vote, as if that has anything to do with, you know, his job as the commander-in-chief and head administrator of this country.
You hear what they say about him, thin-skinned and
he's
ego.
He's a narcissist.
Problem. Yeah, we hear that too. Narcissistic personality disorder.
Textbook narcissist. If you look up narcissist in the dictionary, they should put his picture in there.
Of course, you know, his followers are very passionate and think you're totally wrong.
I understand that. The only response to that I have is that as New Yorkers, we know him better than anybody. He's been in the public eye and the city's conscious for over 20 years. We know what kind of a boob he is. Talented real estate developer. Even more talented developing golf courses. I'm a golfer and I love his golf courses. But when it comes to a job that requires diplomacy, cool-headedness, and restraint, he's unqualified beyond words.
Can Tiger Woods come back this year?
He can. Probably unlikely.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Good luck. Hope for the best. We have a constitution that established a three-party system of government, and hopefully it'll work, and he'll be properly restrained from doing anything truly damaging.
Thanks for your time, man. Here's
my
card.
Thanks.
Thursday nights at 6.
Thursday nights at 6. All right, so I'll listen tomorrow night.
Yeah. Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show 3 after 6 here in Jersey City. How are you? Let's go back to 1980 for this Clay's Classic. 707, I Could Be Good For You, Dusty Show. Sound, isn't it? 707. Later on, they did Megaforce. Love this lead. Lots of Clay's Classics coming up tonight in the next hour. Check, check. What's your first name?
Dominic.
You're a Rangers fan.
I am.
Through and through since you were a little kid?
As far as I can remember, liking hockey.
How are the Rangers doing this year?
They're doing pretty well. They're turning a corner. They're coming back the last couple games. Hank is on fire again. I think we're shaping up for a good playoff run.
What about the country? How are we shaped up in the United States?
I wish I was as optimistic. I'm hoping for the best.
Did you vote for Clinton?
I didn't vote.
You sat it out. Have you ever voted before?
No, I'm unregistered.
Why is that? Are you able to vote in the United States?
I am able to vote in the United States. I'm legal, thankfully. I think, last time I checked, I just never voted. Never felt like I had a vote that mattered.
You feel like it really doesn't matter in the
end? Yeah, I always did. I feel differently now.
Do you feel some remorse now that Trump won?
I still don't feel like my vote would have made a difference. I would have been voting in a state that was 93% Hillary Clinton or 97% Hillary. So I would have voted not for Donald Trump. So I don't think my vote would have made a difference. But I know now that my state could be close, just like the country was close in the future, and it will count.
Do you have friends on the other side of the aisle, Republican friends?
Yeah.
Do you get along okay, or do
you
argue?
Yeah, of course we do. I'm just a little more worried than they are. We're friends.
Do they laugh and tell you to take it easy?
Hey, that's my line. I say take it easy. All the time. I say take it easy. All the time.
What's your biggest worry with a Trump presidency?
Just having somebody in charge that doesn't have any political experience. He's a loose cannon.
Were you glad to see marchers out last weekend?
Yes, and I'd be down for an appropriate protest. Yeah.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City, in New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU?
Keep listening to FMU. I think it's an awesome station, and that's random. And let's just all hope for the best because we're all in it together.
Thanks, man. Here's my card. Tomorrow night at 6, I hope you can tune in.
Right on.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers.
All right.
Let's go Rangers.
Even though I'm an old Tampa Bay Lightning fan.
Boo!
This is Omaha Sheriff, going back to 1977. A song called What's It All For, Dusty.
What's this corneal line that you're giving me? Let it take you long to find something to stick me with. Where is your reason? You go breezing through the things I've loved. What's it all for?
Omaha Sheriff on Dusty. Enjoying your comments on the AccU playlist. Get online, join us. What's your first name?
Judy.
Judy, you're going to the hockey game tonight?
I am.
You don't strike me as a typical hockey fan.
It's
What's
a
the
work
story?
Thing. It's a work thing.
You're coming straight from work.
Yeah.
In the game of politics, were you surprised Trump won?
Shocked.
Did you vote for him?
I did, actually, but
you
I was
did.
Shocked that he won.
Have you traditionally voted Republican?
Yes.
Liberals and Democrats seem very concerned about Trump's victory. Are they overreacting?
I don't think so. I think both Democrats and Republicans are concerned because he's so sporadic and you don't know where he's coming from. So I think people think he's dangerous in his reactions.
Did you have any second thoughts about voting for him, or no, he's the Republican candidate, I'm going to vote for him?
I had 100 thoughts, and I didn't even know until I got into the voting booth who I was going to vote for.
What did you feel like when you went? That's interesting.
I felt sick, actually.
You did?
Yeah. I didn't want to vote for either one of them.
You must have really had bad feelings about Hillary.
I just don't trust her. Watching what's been going on over the years, I don't trust her. But I didn't know until I went into the voting booth who I was going to vote for, and I felt sick after.
Do you have buyer's remorse?
I don't. I'm pleasantly surprised by what I've seen so far.
Pleasantly surprised?
Yeah. I'm shocked that he's pulling through with what he's doing. I think the
just
wall...
Just the quick actions he's
yeah,
taking?
Yeah, how quickly he's doing it. I think the wall is ridiculous, but just how fast he went into the whole Obamacare thing, I think it's a good thing. It's giving people a lot more confidence. Mark is doing great, so...
Do you think they can improve on Obamacare?
I think they have to. There's too many people that are going to get cut off if they completely cut it off. So,
I mean, I can tell you all the things the left would say, like, you've had a long time to come up with a plan, where is it?
Yeah.
Does that frustrate you? Like, where is my team's plan?
Well, it concerns me for everybody that has pre-existing conditions and the like that they're going to get stuck.
What about climate change? You don't think it's real?
Oh, it's totally real. It's totally real.
But now they're going to do away with all these regulations and the EPA and...
I think someone's going to have to step in and change that because...
Is there a point where Republicans may have to stand up to Donald Trump and go take it easy here?
I think throughout the whole thing. The next 6 months, you're going to see a lot of people tentatively or cautiously saying something to him, but they have to. He can't be so quick-judged and quick-handed to do that.
If he jailed a journalist or something like that, would it concern you?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I appreciate your candor. You're very forthright. What's your message of goodwill to our listeners in Jersey City, here in New York, around the world, on the internet, on WFMU? What are you feeling in your heart?
I think people have to have some confidence that it's going to go right.
And not be so worried about things?
Yeah. Just give him a chance. Because I think that this week in itself, he's done what seems to be a lot of good. So I think people have to have a little bit of confidence that he's going to do the right thing.
I appreciate your time. I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow night at 6. It's also archived if you miss it.
Thank you. A pleasure talking to you.
Have
a great day.
All the best. Here's a band from Long Island from 1982. Part of that scene out there. I like this one. From Syntron. From Long Island, baby. Tony, you said you're from France.
Yeah, I'm French.
Do you pay attention to American politics?
Like everybody, I did, yes, of course.
Were you surprised at the outcome that Donald Trump had won?
Yes, I was surprised.
You, Do you like him? Do you dislike him?
Yeah, I think many people didn't really like him because he's actually the contrary of openness.
In France, you have similar issues with immigrant populations that upset some of the people, right?
But that's actually a trend that we see everywhere. And everybody is very scared. Now, to be very fair, I'm very scared by the French election as well.
And you've had terrorist activity there in France.
Terrorist attack, you know. And that actually makes a good runaway for all the populists.
Why is it happening?
I think just because politics over the past years failed to explain actually why the world is changing, and people tend to just look at, yeah, but is my life, is it any better? And I think it was the same for UK last year for the Brexit. London has been actually a great city. The GDP has been growing over the past 30 years. But what does that mean to me?
I don't know.
Do I have actually a better future? I don't think I have a better future. I'm struggling, I have less certainty in my career and everything because the world is changing.
What is your message to the people of the United States? A message of goodwill from your heart today. You like the USA?
Of course I like the USA. I worked for an American company for 15 years. I like US people. I really do like. And just don't close your eyes. Just be open and continue to support the rest of the world as you have always been doing, right? That's a big democracy, and I'm feeling a bit sorry because for me that's an example, and that's an example we should follow, right? This is the biggest democracy.
I appreciate your time. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow evening at 6. I hope you can listen.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Drinking down by the lake as the sun comes up, pour another cup, boys, then we'll make some noise and we shall wake the neighbors up. Hey, coitus interrupt, goddamn alarm clock ain't enough, boys. We shall make some noise and we shall throw up in the weeds. We shall piss among the reeds. We shall satisfy our needs as they occur to us. And then we'll board the bus. And I'll adjust me truss if my berries make a fuss, boys. I'll adjust me truss, and then we'll shout and cuss, and lance a boil of pus driving through the belt of rust, boys. The famous belt of rust. And I shall fart into the wind. Yes, and then I'll fart again. Cock me leg amongst friends, Lord. No need to pretend, Lord. We're all headed for trouble. We've been living in our bubble, but now the bubble's burst. Yet to come is the worst. We all wanna come in first.
What's your first name?
Keith.
You here for the Rangers?
I am.
Yeah, you're a longtime fan.
30 years.
Who do they got tonight? Who are they playing?
Flyers.
The Flyers. Philadelphia.
That is correct.
Hey, did your candidate win in the election?
No.
Did you vote for Hillary?
I did not. Voted for another candidate.
Gary Johnson?
Yes.
I've talked to a few Gary Johnson people. Have we made a mistake with Trump?
It's early to tell. You know, you got to just wait and see. That's with any president, you got to wait and see.
They say liberal heads are exploding right now. Do you think people are carried away, worried about it?
Yes. Give the guy a chance. You know, what choice do we have?
What about the tweeting? And it seems like he is a little bit thin-skinned. And his insistence that his crowd was bigger at the inauguration. Does that worry you at all, that he seems able to lie?
No.
Why doesn't it bother you?
Because I know people like him. It's a wait-and-see attitude, I think. You just have to give people a chance. I'm sure he has people advising him what to do. He can't just push a button or do what he wants to do. He just has to follow the law like everybody else.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Yes. I do like some of the things he wants to...
Is this your buddy here?
That's my buddy, yeah.
Did your candidate win in the election?
No comment.
No comment. See you guys. I'll give you a card anyway. Well, show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen. Good luck to you.
Chuck Todd on NBC with Kellyanne Conway.
Why did the president send out his press secretary to utter a provable falsehood?
Chuck, I mean, if we're going to keep referring to our press secretary in those types of terms, I think that we're going to have to rethink our relationship here.
You did not answer the question.
I did answer your question.
No, you did not. Why did he do that? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office on day one.
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Alternative facts? Look, alternative facts are not facts. They're falsehoods.
This is merciless.
Jah never run the wire fence, nah, no bother. I just bubble and I try and make poor people life harder. I me brother hustling, I lick a broke down ladder. You know I got to lift up my head to the father. Granny a hustle all too great, a cake and two gizada. Babylon and poor people money, I below till I'm big plaza. What up? Hard for the out there and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police I run you down. Metro, 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 them a come, them a come. People a pack up them goods and I run. It's hard for the out there and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police I run you down. Metro, 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 them a come, them a come. People a pack up them goods and I run. From Michael Dead, the country popped down. Remember one time we used to have all the fun.
Smoke marijuana,
people come. That's why the youth them turn to the gun and start to pick man life like said them.
Come on, you guys,
the brigades them cack up in a bar of drink rum and the hair see now get no sun fun.
Yes, Bob.
I said the table have got done. It's hard for the old day and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police I run you down.
Metro, 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 never come, never come.
People are back up them goods and I run.
White squall a bite, hungry a lick. Me have a $1,000 cash, come we go spend it. Buy some picnic clothes, we try and make a profit.
It's a Clay's classic. You guys, all these songs are great.
People picking it, them tech where we could, we have to pay for get it. People, people, this make me angry. Hard for the out there and I walking at the sun. I hustle and I juggle and police I run you down. Metro, 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 them a come, them a come. People a pack up them guns and I run. From Michael Dead, the country pop down. Remember one time we used to have only for fun. Nothing a go on a people come heels be done. That's why they them turn to the sun. And start to pick man life like said them a pick them. The big guys like a cup in a bar a drink from. And the hair see not get no sun fun. Member said the table a go done, done. It's hard for the out there and a walking at the sun. Hustle and a juggle and police a run you down. Metro, 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 them a come, them a come. People a pack up them goods and a run. Hard for the out there and a walking at the sun.
What's your first name?
Kalia.
Kalia, are you your whole life from here in New York City?
No, I'm actually from Georgia.
You're from Georgia. Where? Valdosta, Dahlonega?
Snellville.
Snellville. Which part of the state's that in?
It's about 45 minutes east of Atlanta.
Atlanta. Now, how those Falcons gonna win that Super Bowl?
Absolutely,
are you excited?
Absolutely, absolutely, without a doubt.
I like some of the hip hop too. Future, isn't he?
Yes.
I love him.
Yes.
Ain't no time, but ain't no time. Oh man, that is such a great song.
Astronaut. Kicking flavor, Saint Laurent. Watch how I walk. Watch how I walk. Let this paper be the reason why we talk. Ain't no favors, they gon' outline you and Trump.
I love this.
You the biggest, biggest
hater of them all. Now, what about Trump? Were you surprised he won?
Very.
Did you
very.
Like Hillary? Did you vote?
I voted. I wasn't a fan of Hillary.
You like Bernie?
I love Bernie. I really felt like he would have been better than Hillary. And I'm really disappointed that we put Trump in the place where he is right now.
It's radio. You're an African-American woman.
Yes.
I think a lot of people were surprised how much Bernie's got support from the African-American community. We assume the Clintons have historically had the support of the African-American community. So what was Bernie's appeal? You're a young person.
I think because...
Was I just totally racist there? I hope.
No. I think Clinton's being a Democrat and the history of Bill Clinton, I think for me, given his contributions to mass incarceration, I was not a big fan of Hillary, especially with Haiti and even comments she had throughout the campaign about Black Lives Matter and that nonsense.
When she ran against Trump, you just didn't vote?
No, I voted for her. I voted for her.
Right. Are you worried about Trump?
Very. Very.
What concerns you most?
I think when we look at history and we see what dictators do and how he has started to centralize power and really how he has started to cut off access and transparency to the government, that's not a democracy. Democracy relies on transparency. It relies on our media to keep us honest and to keep us informed on how to engage in our government. And right now he is rallying his troops to make that much, much harder. And that's very concerning to me.
I know. Even what I'm doing here, I worry about, will I be allowed to do this someday soon?
Right. And when you see about the protests in D.C. and there are four reporters who have been charged with terrorism, like federal charges, rather, that's concerning. there is no way we should start criminalizing our journalists, and that's what he started to do.
What's your message of hope, despite it all, to our listeners? A message of goodwill, a message of solidarity with the people?
I think right now we are in an age where we can still access information, where we can resist, we can use social media, we can engage still. And so I think as long as we resist, we can get through this. We can get him out of office and find somebody who's going to represent the people, conservative, libertarian, Democrat. We can find somebody who's going to be good for our government and who's going to honor and respect our Constitution.
Are you running for office?
Not yet.
I hope you do someday. I'd vote for you. Here's my card. My show will be tomorrow night at 6 if you have a chance to listen. Otherwise, it's archived and you can listen anytime in the future.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is some post Ian Hunter Mott the Hoople. They changed their name to Mott by 1975. Nigel Benjamin on vocals. The album is Drive On. Send this out to the memory of Overin Watts from Mott the Hoople. Always remember. So Ian. Ray Major guitar there, Morgan Fisher keyboards. What's your first name?
Scott.
Scott, you said I know WFMU.
I surely do.
How do you know it?
Just listened to it for 20 years, maybe.
And you still tune us on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a favorite show, or do you just whatever's on?
Meredith Oakes, probably my favorite DJ.
According to the WFMU archives, Meredith Oakes was last on the air in 2004.
Did your candidate win in the last election?
No.
Did you vote for Hillary?
Yes, I did.
Did you originally like Bernie?
Yeah, I did.
Did you vote in the primary?
I surely did.
And who got your vote then?
Actually, I went with Hillary just because I thought she had a better shot at the time.
Were you shocked when Trump won?
No. I mean, saddened, but not shocked. I've been living in New York for almost 30 years, and I've been watching Snake Oil Salesman for a long time, and he came at the right time when people wanted to hear what he had to say, sadly enough. So,
do you have friends who are Trump supporters?
Sadly, yes.
And do you guys, has it caused some rifts between you or some arguments?
Yeah, it's more interesting. I've never ceased to be amazed at what people will believe. Yeah, it's caused a little bit of trouble, but nothing that I can't get through.
It's weird that concurrently, the people on the other side think you're crazy and totally fake news and wrongly informed. Are we the product of different propaganda?
Propaganda is the right way to go with it, because what happens is the best way to muddle the waters is to throw out the fake news. That's a shame.
What's your biggest concern with the Trump presidency?
We're an adoptive family, and I have a brown-skinned son, and watching him for the last 12 months, he's in high school, listen to a man denigrate people who look like him, and now he's the president. And explaining that to a 12-year-old boy is rough.
How did you try to do it?
he's faced it. He's Native American. It's actually his hometown is where the pipeline's going through. He's kind of paying attention to a lot of things. And we just say sometimes people might do things that aren't in others' best interests, and other people have to rise up and be better than that.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Matter of fact, yes. This conversation, of course, goes on a lot. And what I feel is at all times like this, someone rises up. It's like when sedition and we wanted to leave the crown. Washington didn't want to be president. He didn't want, but he took the mantle and he did it.
I wonder how many people think that Trump is the one who's risen up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the story as well. It's the narrative. I saw a great story last night where they were saying he hasn't done anything so far that a President Rubio would not have done. So far, his executive orders aren't anything that's outside of the realm of the Republican platform. What I think is going to happen is the more he feels comfortable, the further he might push it. And you need to have the Rubios, and you need to have those people stand up.
Will they, when push comes to shove, if he crosses a line, will those Republicans stand up to him, or will they cower to him?
Eventually they have to. The first woman's march, I mean, good Lord, no one expected that. Nobody expected those numbers. And now they're already saying, what is it, April 15th, they're doing the second one. If that gets even bigger, they got to eventually listen. You can't turn a blind eye to it completely.
What's your message of peace and love to the listeners of WFMU?
I probably know a lot of you, and I know that we do good things. And the phrase that I always like is, bad things happen when good people stay silent. So as long as the good people don't stay silent, we can rise up and do some good things.
Nice talking to you, man.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Did I give you a card?
Oh, no, you didn't. I said, can you? Sure.
Tomorrow night at 6, The Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon.
Oh, I know who you are.
You don't know who I am.
I surely do. I'm friends with like Laura Cantrell. And
oh, Jeff. You are?
Yeah, I've been listening a long time.
Well, I hope you can tune in.
It was a pleasure meeting you, sir.
It's a pleasure being on the radio with you guys today on the AQ out there in the audience. This is Law from 1977 MCA, Roy Kenner. He also sang with the James Gang. '77, one of the lost years of rock, kind of. Where was it gonna go?
Sometimes I feel like the sun won't shine.
What's your first name?
Michelle.
Michelle, you're so nice to entertain my question here at Madison Square Garden. Did you vote in the last election?
I did.
Who'd you vote for? Do you mind my asking?
Hillary Clinton.
You voted for Hillary. Did you like Hillary? Were you excited about her candidacy?
No.
Were you surprised Donald Trump won?
A bit, yes.
Yeah. And now he's our president of the United States. Are you concerned about the future under Trump or not really?
Yes, as a woman I am.
As a woman. Did you march last weekend?
No, I was under the weather, unfortunately.
You were a little bit sick, but were you pleased to see all the people come out?
Yeah, I thought it was amazing to see the worldwide support.
Tell people what women are upset about in the United States and around the world.
I mean, in my opinion, I think a woman's body is her own and she has the right to do what she wants to. I mean, I do think that we have equal rights when it comes to like the workplace, but I feel like, honestly, to take away the access to Planned Parenthood is a huge issue, and that women should be able to make decisions about their body.
And it's not just about abortion, a lot of other...
No, it's about access to health care. Also with, you know, taking away Obamacare, and you know, that's a scary notion for a lot of people with pre-existing conditions.
What do you say to the Trump supporters who say liberals need to take it easy, their heads are exploding, they just need to calm down and give them a chance?
I think you have to look at it from both sides. You know, I think everyone has a right to their opinion, and I do think that Trump will help us from a fiscal sense, and I think a lot of people think fiscally, and that's why he did win the election, and it's about jobs for a lot of people in America. But I think that from a liberal standpoint, you have to think about the social issues, and that they're important to people too. Like, it's not just about money.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I'm hopeful every day.
You seem like an optimistic
person. I try to be very optimistic. Sometimes it's hard.
What's your message to concerned citizens out there right now at this time in our history?
Stay positive and do what you can to make change within your own districts. I think that's really important. Don't just rant on social media. Like, do what you have to do to, like, speak to your politicians and make change, you know? I think that's important. You know, be a good person.
You're a good person, I can tell. Here's my card. The show is tomorrow at 6.
Okay.
I hope you can catch it. Nice talking to you.
This was a classic back in its day. Everybody knew about Blue Collar, kind of a unusual sounding Bachman Turner Overdrive song. I love it. Sharing it with you on Dusty, Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Walk your street, and I walk mine, and should we meet, would you spare me some time? 'Cause you should see my world, meet my kind, before you judge our minds.
Canadian thing. We have so many great Canadian listeners on FMU.
I'd like you to know, at 4 in the morning, things are coming to mind. All I've seen, all I've done, those I hope to find. Remind you, at 4 in the morning, my world is very still.
4:20.
The air is fresh under diamond skies. Makes me glad to be alive.
I hope you're glad. Woo! This might be Blair Thornton on lead. He was the good-looking guy in the band. Satin pants and a Fu Manchu. I wanted to be Blair Thornton. And now Randy Bachman takes over. Yes. Nice jazzy stuff. He learned this from Lenny Bro up there in Canada.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Say it, you guys.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
We can, baby. And we will. We will.
Yes. You're lying. You're lying. You're lying. How you liberals love to lie. You lied about the size of the inauguration. You're trying to delegitimize the president in our eyes, the leader of our nation. Trump, he'll keep us safe again. He loves America. He'll make us great again. MAGA. Throw all the immigrants out, seal up the borders. Narcissistic personality disorder. All them pussy hat people out protesting. Won't
even give him a chance.
Oh, thank God Brexit's come to Britain and Le Pen's come to France. Dance, liberal, dance.
What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, did you vote last time around in the presidential election?
No, I did not.
Are you old enough?
Yes.
What stopped you?
The reason why I didn't vote, because I didn't believe that it'll be any significant change whether either presidential elect would be nominated.
So, do you still believe that Trump, no different from Clinton?
I'm going to have to do my research on what he has done within the last few days of his inauguration.
Right, right.
I'm going to have to look that up and see more for myself.
Do you trust the news media?
Not really, because everything is being filtered. Everything is being filtered. The real news in the world is not being shown.
Will you miss President Obama?
Yeah, he did good for the community, but just like any other president, it got their limitations.
Who's a hero to you?
That's a hard question. That's a real hard question.
A family member, maybe? A lot of people say their mom or their dad.
Probably my father, because he's a very humble person. He's a humble man. He takes everything and he puts it over his shoulders and works through it.
A good dad?
Yeah.
It's worth a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. We only get one of those.
A lot of people worried out there in the world right now. What's your message of peace and love to our listening audience members? Something from your heart today.
Just take it one day at a time and remember the golden rule. Treat others the way that you want to be treated.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Oh, yes. We all have hope, but, you know, we got to have strive and determination to get the things that we want out of life. We can't just sit around and be lazy.
Nice talking to you, man. Here's my card. My show's on tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
I most definitely will.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
Same to you. Here's a nice guy. So many nice people out there to talk to. It's fun for me to play these old flea market finds. I had a moratorium on buying them. Starting to feel like a hoarder. I'm glad I found this one, though, back in the day. This is The Effing Champs, Heart to Heart, on the Frenetic label, 1997. In there. Prog elements. And I gotta do something freeform to this. Common on the Acu played shows with these guys. Cool Common. V Priceless played with Syntron. You guys are, man, you've done some stuff out in that audience, FMU. You're legendary. We're a family now. We gotta hang together through this crap, you guys. We're staying together. Love everybody. 16 to Hardy. What's your first name?
Kelly.
Kelly, you're so nice to say you'd answer a couple of questions. Did you vote in the last election?
I did.
Did your candidate win?
No, she did not.
You voted for Hillary?
I did.
Right. Were you surprised and shocked that Trump won?
I was devastated.
Devastated?
Yes.
And now he's the president of the United States. Did you march last weekend?
I did.
What did that mean to you?
That was essentially for me exactly what it was supposed to be, a protest of this president, because I do not support him. I do not agree with 99% of the things that he stands for. I think a lot of his platform policies were sexist, racist, homophobic, xenophobic. I abhor him. and everything that he stands for, everything that his running mate stands for, our vice president. So you could definitely put me in the camp of not on board.
What about the Trump supporter? And there's a lot of them out there who say, calm down, just give him a chance.
Everything that he's done so far in the first couple of days, I am against. Everything that he plans to do, with the exception of bringing jobs back, I mean, obviously I'm for that. I'd like a healthier economy. I'd like to see more Americans working, less jobs overseas. That's essentially the only thing that I support that he stands for. I think he's going to set us back tremendously. I hope he doesn't. I'm really afraid. I stand with Planned Parenthood 110%. The fact that he's going after and they're, you know, defunding Planned Parenthood, to me, is absolutely scary. I feel like the things that he ran on and the people that he reached out to are exactly the types of things and people that this country, we shouldn't be doing that. We're going back. We're regressing. And now that he is the actual president and he's backtracked a little bit, I don't agree with the way he got there at all. So right now, he does not have my support. I do hope he does some good things for the country, but I don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it at all.
I think you said it all, and I'll end on that note. What's your message of solidarity to women and men and children all over the world on WFMU this evening? A message from your heart of goodwill.
I love this country. I love this country. I love my country. I want to get back to being the greatest country in the world. I don't think we are right now. But I don't think he's the person to get us there. I really don't. In my heart, I think he's going to do more damage than good. And I can't wait till the midterm elections. And I am certainly looking forward to voting again in 4 years.
I appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best. Here's my card. My show's tomorrow night at 6. I hope you can listen.
Great, thank you.
I guess everybody's playing this, but why not? We all love Mayor. Mary Tyler Moore, always remember.
Who can turn the world on with a smile?
Sing it along with me, guys. I'm going to give it a shot.
Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have a town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after all.
We love you, Mary. The Norse God, Carrie Livgren with Steve Walsh, Dave Hope, Rich Williams, Phil Ehart. This is Kansas. Kansas is a band. Bow, bow. Heartland Prague, you guys. This is good stuff. Debut album. No, it's actually Mask. Third album, sorry. Error. Bow, bow, wow, wow, wow. Listen to Phil Ehart. Listen to Walsh sing, you guys. And from the pinnacle I see.
There's no answer when there is no question. yesterday at a time when our nation and the world was watching the peaceful transition of power. Some members of the media were engaged in deliberately false reporting. Photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way to minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period. That's what you guys should be writing and covering.
You here for the Rangers?
Oh, yeah, big Ranger fan.
Longtime fan.
51 years.
Yeah.
I'll be 59 on Saturday.
I'll be 59 birthday. In a couple of weeks. Class of 76, man.
Well, I graduated in 75. I was skipping.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah, yeah.
What about Trump? You said you shook your head when I...
No, because I work for the city of New York, and you know I work with a lot of different groups of people. You know, a lot of everyone voted for Hillary, and people just don't like Trump, and I hear it. And I just told people straight up, I'm voting for Trump because we need a change. We need to shake things up.
You did vote for Trump.
Oh, absolutely. My whole family and everyone that I know voted for Donald Trump.
What did he symbolize to you? How was he different?
We need a change. Honestly, in the beginning, I thought it was a joke because Donald Trump, but you saw that he beat everyone out, so it was kind of a joke. And let's face it, he won. People voted for him. I don't like Hillary Clinton because I don't trust her. There's always so much controversy about her, so I didn't vote for her. I feel, and I listen to Donald Trump and all politicians, we know they all make all these promises, but he kept saying, let's make America great again. And that's what I believe. And that's what he's trying to do. Look at who he's signing already, what he wants to sign. But all these demonstrations that are going on, I think it's a bunch of bullshit. I think they should just stop it. Give him a chance. He's our new president of the United States. Give him a chance. If he falls on his face, it will be him falling on his face. So give him a chance. Just give him a chance, period. Nothing more than that. Just give him a chance. 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 Give him a chance.
In the first few days, he's already made a few moves. Things don't look good for climate change activists.
But he hired supposedly the best people around him to guide him, which he should have done while he was, you know, running, because sometimes he runs off at the mouth a little too much. I mean, come on, you're the president of the United States. Stop the tweeting, you know, get a little more serious. But he won the election.
Is there a line he could cross where you become skeptical of him?
Well, I think his money is everyone they're watching at, because he's a billionaire.
Does the taxes thing bother you a little?
No, don't bother me at all. That's his business. I mean, if it's a federal
honestly,
government...
Honestly, between you and me, and I'm not trying to be a gotcha guy, if it had been Hillary who'd won and she had refused to show her taxes, wouldn't that have bothered you?
No, those things like that don't bother me. Taxes and stuff don't bother me. What bothers me is like, look what they said. You know, now they're saying that, you know, he influenced Russia to, you know, come on, Trump. Anyone influence Russia? Russia does what they want when they want. Let's face it.
You want the wall?
I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't think it's happening. You know, you're talking about billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars for a project. Who's going to pay for it? I mean, how is it going to be done? I don't think it's going to happen. I just think that what they're going to do is they're going to resecure and hire and make sure, you know, they're illegal immigrants, as they say, don't come over. But to put a wall, I mean, I think it's astronomically ridiculous. I don't think it can happen. I really don't think it can happen. I mean, but again, that was part of his thing. Just like, you know, make America great, you know, this and that. I mean, it's all a thing. But we need a change. I mean, we need a change. This economy, little by little, going down the tubes. We need change. We're in so much debt. Someone had said to me the other day that people didn't really give Obama a fair shake and didn't give him really a chance. And I turned around to them and I said, listen, I'm not looking to argue with you. I says, but Obama was in the White House 8 years. I says, he had his chance. 8 years he was in the White House. Don't say he didn't give him a chance. You know, not like, you know, he was there for like 2 months. 8 years. I have nothing against Obama either. I just think that he didn't do the greatest job. I don't think he had the greatest supporters. But I vote for who I feel.
Right.
I didn't vote for George W. Bush first election, but after 9/11, I voted for him then. I felt because we're at war now, and he said, no, we're going to defend our country, and he sent out our military to defend our country. I thought that was very patriotic. I'm an American. My father was in World War II. My father was a hero, Medal of Valor, 2 gold clusters, 3 Purple Hearts. My father was blown up in a foxhole. His dog tags blew up. They sent the letters home to his mother and his family. My father died in Germany.
Sorry,
but it didn't. My father's dog tag blew up. So my father's dog tag. So for 6 months, my father was in the hospital.
And then they found
him. Right. He had a metal plate in his head. Half of his nose over here was blown up. That did a lot of work. My father medals galore. But it just goes to show you that, you know, how things are. But I'm an American. I believe in the United States of America. We're supposed to be the greatest, best country. That's why everyone wants to come over here. Isn't that the whole reason why everyone comes? Everyone from every country, from Russia and from Yugoslavia and all these foreign countries, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, everyone wants to come here. Land of opportunity. You know, there's so many people coming over here, and because they'll do anything for money, they're taking away money and jobs from other people.
What's your message to the Democrats worried about Trump?
Give him a chance. He has a big, very smart group of his cabinet that will keep an eye on him. They're not going to let him, let's put
things
it this way,
they're
not
going to let him under decide that, you know,
we're
going to
blow up this, blow up that. Well, I mean, give him a chance. Listen, just give him a chance. He has a lot of people behind him. And they're supposedly very smart people. Just give them a chance.
No, thanks like for your time, man. I just don't want to take up too much of your time because I'll only be able to use some of that.
So. Yeah, well, I'm a tall
you
man.
You know how it is with
them. That's near enough for jazz later. This is a thing called I'm Going Home by Helicopter.
4 minutes in front of seven on the Dusty Show. Geez, I edit these things sometimes. I think I was done at 8 o'clock this morning, just fried. A mistake got by me. It'll eat at me. Error. Oh, well. Here's Alvin Lee from Woodstock, Going Home, 1970. Woo! Uh-huh.
My baby. Go home! My baby. Go home! My baby. See my baby, I'm gonna home. See my baby, baby. Ooh, baby, I play the blues for you, baby.
Yes.
Things are gonna change under President Trump.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's do it. Listen to him. Listen to him.
Look out, babe. I'm coming to get you one more time.
Go on, home. I go home. I go home.
To my babe.
Yeah, home.
To my babe.
Who wears short short? Love you, Kirsten. Woo! My wife, what a wonderful wife I have. So lucky. And great listeners like you guys. Here's Clay's classic from Sky King, Secret Sauce.
Nobody has more respect for women than I do. Nobody.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Clay Pigeon saying thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. excited about that morning thing. I'm into running. I'm hoping anyway. Love to spend every day with you here on FMU. 7 o'clock, Hardy's next. You have a great weekend ahead, you guys. Catch you next Thursday for another episode of Dusty. Yay! Mary Tyler Moore over in Watts. Butch Trucks. Always remember.
Hardy White Friends Club. Doing it together. Friends together. Doing it together. Hardy White Friends Club. All the people in the place say Hardy White Friends. Clap your hands and be friends. Friends Club. Hey, I got nothing in my headphones. I said I had nothing in my headphones. We're doing the Friends Hardy White Friends Club theme, right? Hello? Bounce, 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 bounce. And now in the big news story of today, police are searching the city for the whereabouts of Righty and Rui Takamishi and their accomplice, a trained boxing kangaroo who escaped with over $1 million worth of jewels in a daring daylight robbery.
Oh boy, are we in trouble, Country Kevin. I didn't know when I rented you to those two idiots that they would use you for a nefarious purpose. Now with Righty and Rui after us, we have to keep hiding out in this beach cabana, and we can't even go to the police because they will never believe our story.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
And now back to our movie, The Evil Dr. Shecker.
What's that cackling coming from Hardy's cabana?
Maybe somebody's in there.
And now I, the evil Dr. Shecker, will turn this man into a kangaroo.
What?
Don't go away, y'all. We'll be right back with more fun.
We can't let that guy turn Hardy into a kangaroo.
Yeah, we gotta stop him.
But how? Well, we should go in there.
And get turned into a kangaroo? Then how can we be of help?
Well, let's just run in there together and yell stop.
All right.
Stop.
Stop. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. We're too late.
Hardy's been turned into a kangaroo.
Grab him and let's get out of here. Wait, stop. Man, I can't wait to get out of this suit and into my swim trunks and out of this cabana and onto the beach and into the water and under the sun. Man, what's all that commotion outside?
Bounce, bounce, bounce.
Hey, you can't bring a kangaroo onto the beach.
It's a service kangaroo, so go to hell.
Butchie.
I'm tired of people judging. And don't try and box it, because it's working.
Well, be careful. Hardy, you just hang in there. We'll find a magician and get you turned back.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Or we'll eat you. Either way, we won't let you go to waste. Hey, fellas. Hey, Don. Hey, Butch. Hey, Lou. Hey, Hardy.
You can tell this is Hardy?
That's amazing. Well, why wouldn't I be able to tell? Oh, wait, that's a kangaroo. I just assumed it was Hardy because of context.
Hardy's been turned into a kangaroo by a magician. We're trying to find a way to get him turned back.
Maybe aromatherapy. I think we need something a little stronger. Prefrontal lobotomy?
No, we got this, Don.
Choice.
Hey, it's those two crooks and the kangaroo. Get them.
The cops. What do they want with us?
I don't know, but run.
Uh-oh. I don't think we're getting out of this.
Officer, could I get to see them?
No, no way. Both of your friends are in solitary. The kangaroo was destroyed.
Solitary?
Yeah, those guys are hardened criminals.
Is this for TV? I'm a dangerous man. I've always been smart, right? As a kid, real kind even, religious. I don't know, as I got older, something started to change. I only saw slights and hurts, only saw injustice. So I lost compassion for people, and then lost respect for the law and for others, and turned to committing crimes, mostly intellectual property theft, but some aesthetic crimes as well. Once I was arrested, it confirmed my worst views of mankind, and I became hard. I also decided I would be an ambitious bad man and pursue power even behind bars. I am currently running for the library board of directors in the prison library, what I would have men doing whatever I tell them to do with books.
Oh, poor Butchie. Just because of the simple mistake of thinking that I was turned into a kangaroo, his life was ruined. He was deprived of his freedom, and he lost his soul. Oh, my goodness, just because of a small mistake like that. And how many times hasn't that happened? Where you walk into a room and somebody's sitting there on a chair, and you say, hey, Ralph, and they go, hey, and you walk out of the room. Ralph gets up, goes to the bathroom. The cat jumps into the chair. You come back in, you go, Ralph, you've been turned into a cat. You just assume that, right? Now, what happens next can just determine the whole course of your life just because of that simple mistake of thinking that your friend or lover, Ralph, was turned into a cat. Or sometimes it's an inanimate object. Sometimes Ralph will say, I'm going to put my earbuds down where I was sitting. Ralph, you're now earbuds. And now, what if that person grabbed those earbuds and just took off and never saw the real Ralph again? They'd never know that they had made that mistake. How many times have we done that? Thought that somebody we loved had been turned into a kangaroo by a magician? When that's just not the case. And boy, you could go your whole life thinking that. I've run into people like that, and they say, you know, I don't know if you know this, but my parents were wolves. And I said, I really super find that hard to believe, but I believe that you believe it. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I believe it, and they do. Now, can you ever let go of that belief? You say, I went to prison because I wanted to rescue Hardy, who had been turned into a kangaroo. Now, where's that idea even come from? The Bible? No, it comes from the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon in the 70s, which, and you say, well, that's not the Bible. No, and it's not Shakespeare. No, but I'll tell you, there's still nice little stories for children that will tell you about morality. What about morality? I don't know, just basic things like be nice or something and be good at something. I don't know, be friends, have an old lady named Granny drive your bus, have a dog that's very smart but can't quite talk, so it can't tell you when something's wrong, like that. Is that the message you're getting? Possibly. And then we create our own story so we don't have these mistakes. Oh, my friends! There was a book called Catcher in the Rye, and then the child in that said, I call myself that because I have this dream where children are falling off rye or something. I guess they're drinking. I don't know how they... Something about rye, blah, blah, blah. He's got to catch them before something. But it feels like it needs to save people. Oh, don't you feel that? You look at your fellow human beings, you say, so many of them think that their parents have been turned into a zebra. Now, I've also seen, there's also a show that was on called Bewitched, where now this did happen. It wasn't just some mistake where sometimes people would get turned into kangaroos. So there are times it happens. How do we know the difference, Hardy? This is why I think decision theory is so important for students to study now. A lot of us used to dissect frogs. Now I think you should walk into a classroom. There should be a frog there. And then you should go and launch into a class on decision. Should we cut the frog open? You know, what have we got to learn? Is it necessary? Should we eat it? Some people are there eating it. Someone's in the corner reenacting Triplets of Belleville, which is a fantastic movie. A lot of children learn by playing with dead things. That's how they learn. Those are their puppets. They say, yeah, for me, I would take that dead frog and I'd put a little hat on him. A little hat. And he would no longer be just a frog, but he would be Emperor Frederick Barbarossa, the 12th century Emperor and King of Germany and whole Roman Empire. Yes? No? Is that how you learn? Oh, friends, all sorts of ways. I like to draw things to learn. So somebody will say,